Phoenix Books presents The Art of Living by Epictetus, a new interpretation by Sharon LaBelle, read by Richard Bowles with a bonus conversation from Michael Toms and Jacob Needleman.
First, say to yourself what you would be, then do what you have to do. Happiness and freedom begin with a clear understanding of one principle. Some things are within our control, and some things are not. It is only after you have faced up to this fundamental rule and learned to distinguish between what you can and can't control that inner tranquility and outer effectiveness become possible. Within our control are our own opinions, aspirations, desires, and the things that repel us. These areas are quite rightly our concern because they are directly subject to our influence. We always have a choice about the contents and character of our inner lives. Outside our control, however, are such things as what kind of body we have, whether we're born into wealth or strike it rich, how we are regarded by others, and our status in society. We must remember that those things are externals and are therefore not our concern. Trying to control or to change what we can't only results in torment. Remember, the things within our power are naturally at our disposal, free from any restraint or hindrance. But those things outside our power are weak, dependent, or determined by the whims and actions of others. Remember, too, that if you think that you have free rein over things that are naturally beyond your control, or if you attempt to adopt the affairs of others as your own, your pursuits will be thwarted, and you will become a frustrated, anxious, and fault-finding person. Keep your attention focused entirely on what is truly your own concern, and be clear that what belongs to others is their business and none of yours. If you do this, you will be impervious to coercion, and no one can ever hold you back. You will be truly free and effective, for your efforts will be put to good use and won't be foolishly squandered, finding fault with or opposing others. In knowing and attending to what actually concerns you, you cannot be made to do anything against your will. Others can't hurt you. You don't incur enemies or suffer harm. If you aim to live by such principles, remember that it won't be easy. You must give up some things entirely and postpone others for now. You may well have to forego wealth and power if you want to assure the attainment of happiness and freedom. From now on, practice saying to everything that appears unpleasant, "You are just an appearance and by no means what you appear to be." And then, thoroughly consider the matter according to the principles just discussed. Primarily, does this appearance concern the things that are within my own control or those that are not? If it concerns anything outside your control, train yourself not to worry about it. Our desires and aversions are mercurial rulers. They demand to be pleased. Desire commands us to run off and get what we want. Aversion insists that we must avoid the things that repel us. Typically, when we don't get what we want, we are disappointed, and when we get what we don't want, we are distressed. If, then, you avoid only those undesirable things that are contrary to your natural well-being and are within your control, you won't ever incur anything you truly don't want. However, if you try to avoid inevitabilities such as sickness, death, or misfortune, over which you have no real control, you will make yourself and others around you suffer. Desire and aversion, though powerful, are but habits, and we can train ourselves to have better habits. Restrain the habit of being repelled by all those things that aren't within your control, and focus instead on combating things within your power that are not good for you. Do your best to rein in your desire. For if you desire something that isn't within your own control, disappointment will surely follow. Meanwhile, you will be neglecting the very things that are within your control that are worthy of desire. Of course, there are times when, for practical reasons, you must go after one thing or shun another.